You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
I think many of us want to know what it takes to live longer.
Yeah, but the older I get, the less enthralled I am by being old.
Okay, well, there's an honest answer. It turns out, and y'all might be lucky on that, not to, that sounds mean.
But, I don't like where this is headed.
South.
Yeah, I don't
but
like.
But a new study shows that being chubbier can work for your good.
We're trying.
In what? Living longer.
Why would you look at him when you say that, Betty? That
she is, didn't. She's looking at you.
But here's some things you need to know.
She glanced at you.
Okay.
Too, oh, my gosh.
For the record.
Okay.
We turned into the girls on the show. Yeah. Like, Gavin and I both are like, what? Don't fat shame me.
I'm sensitive.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rock.
Please. Okay. So this says that if you stay an average weight during your adult life,
okay,
that's what you need to do, okay, first. But then as you grow older, there's more leeway to slowly grow overweight. So that means don't be overweight in your young part of life.
That's where you do the dance. Damage,
right.
But in the old age, it's not as detrimental.
Right. It kind of adds to your padding.
Yeah, and that helps because you sit around a lot, so it works out well.
So all that to say, you and Gavin.
Yay, us. Good job.
Just ahead of the game.
We're working towards it, yeah. I'm actually more in that zone than you are. You should be in better health
I'm
now.
I'm only 25. I know,
you're in trouble. Hey, thanks, Rock, for making us feel so great today. You're the best.
Here to serve.
This is The Wally Show, and one of the fun things when someone tells a joke is to steal the punchline, and that's what we're doing right now. We're going to do best worst joke, and you have a chance to win a prize, and we know these are lame jokes, but it's kind of the fun of it. So we're going to try to stump each other with a joke. If somebody's punchline is stolen, they are out of the running. You have two jobs in this game. A, to tell us which is the best worst joke of the ones remaining, and B, to win a prize, you've got to bring it strong. Tell us your own joke, maybe one you got from your kids. Those work well. And if we cannot steal the punchline, you will win a prize. So that is the task at hand. Lady Rock, let's start with you.
I've got a winner here. Okay. Oh. This one is from a guy named Fred who sent it to me in an email. Here we go. What do you call dental x-rays?
Dental x-rays. I don't know. What?
No.
Toothpicks.
So good.
What?
That's like
picks,
like P-I-C. Yeah.
Nice.
That's like about a, I would say, third grade level joke, and
Thank
it's really
you.
Good. Yeah.
Much higher than I expected.
Yeah, that's a good one. Gavin.
Well, I might be coming at it with like a first grade joke then. Okay, what do sprinters eat before they race?
Sprinters eat before they race. Nothing.
They fast.
Oh, you like figured it out on the fly there.
You should have told me.
Bummer.
Yes. Yeah. You can't wait too long.
Yeah.
With a mind like this, a comedic
I wasn't
mind
fast
like
enough.
This. Yes. Oh my goodness. I can't believe Gavin out. All right. So here
he
we go.
So happy when he ruins your day.
I know.
It feels so good. All right. So here you go. What is an otter's favorite song? What's an otter's favorite song?
I want to hold your hand.
No. Hello from the otter side. Yeah. Adele. Hello from the other side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello from the otter side. If I keep doing it, maybe it'll be funny. Thanks, Tasha. I don't know if that one's going to win. All right. So here you go. You decide between Betty's joke and my joke, which is the best worst joke. And then you tell us one. And if you can get past my comedic steel trap mind and Betty's, you.
Thanks for throwing me in there.
I did. You can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM is how you play the game with us. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Steven, welcome to Best Worst Joke. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, Wally. How about yourself?
Good. We are going to give you the jokes one more time. These were the remaining jokes. Gavin is out because we stole his punchline. So, Betty Rock, we'll start with you.
All right. What do you call dental x-rays? picks. What?
I got to tell you, I don't hate that joke. I think that's a strong joke. It's no, hey, what is an otter's favorite song? Hello from the otter side. It's performance is what that joke is all based on.
When will we get that?
Otter side. So, Steven, your first job is to tell us which is the best worst joke.
Well, I got to say, Betty Rocks was my favorite. Yours, yes! Wally, was just a little too pitchy.
Oh.
It's not American Idol, man. It's a comedy thing here. Okay. Well, I, you know what? I think your joke was a good joke. So that's a fair win. So now, Steven, for a prize, all you have to do is tell us a joke. If Betty Rock and I cannot steal your punchline, you will win. Here we go.
What was left after the French cheese factory explosion?
French cheese explosion?
I'm thinking of all these other cheeses like Gruyere and something like Plays on Word.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
All that was left was debris.
Debris! Oh, that is so good! That some kid is going to like blow his sixth grade friend's minds with that joke. He's going to have to explain it. Brie, like the cheese. But that's a really good one. Congratulations, Steven. You have stumped us and bested us on best worst jokes. That means you win a prize.
Awesome. Thanks.
Debris. I get it. This is The Wally Show, and it's much easier to lose weight when you are doing it with somebody, and they're kind of holding you accountable, you're holding them accountable. That's where young Gavin is at with his wife, Haley, and so I am reporting that he's doing a good job here at work. Like, he's not cheating and things like that, so good. But I wanted to see if we could do an unconventional sort of weigh-in, okay? Because what I believe is that I can tell how much someone weighs by picking them up.
Oh,
yeah.
You're going to pick me up?
Like at the fair. Yeah, exactly. So every Friday, I'm going to pick you up.
Like,
you're
doing like a baby?
Not like a baby, no. We're going to do this part on the fly. I haven't fully figured out how I'm going to grab him yet.
I've been thinking about that myself. I'm like, is he going to throw me over his shoulders?
No,
is he,
okay. No. So I'm going to pick you up. And I will then tell you how much you weighed. And we're going to establish the baseline. You weighed yourself.
I did
this
morning.
So I need to find out what my variance is so I know where I'm at when I pick you up, okay?
Okay.
And so every Friday, we're going to do a weigh-in with you and see how you're progressing.
Okay.
And I will be your scale, your human scale, okay?
Okay, good.
So I'm going to come over to where
All
you
right.
are.
Let me...
Okay, here we go. All right, this is going to get... fun and awkward,
yeah,
all at the same time.
I'm not 100% sure on how to pick him up. Like, that doesn't
bear
feel
hug
bad
him.
For both. Well, that's what I was thinking, and sideways.
Yes.
Sideways?
Yeah, like, if you're this way,
okay.
Boy, you're like a barrel.
I
like,
am. I'm like, a little thick.
You are thicker. He's thicker than my arms are long, actually.
Oh.
Well, sideways, because you're broad.
Yeah.
You're a big man. Okay. So
this is getting awkward already.
Okay, ready?
Here we go. Lifting
One,
up.
Okay.
Don't break
three.
Your back. Oh.
Oh, gosh! Oh, for the... You could literally hear my spine crack all the way up. Oh, my
goodness.
Well, now
Gavin,
my ribs hurt.
Oh, no, you hurt Gavin.
Oh.
Bless
wow.
him.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That might have been bad for both of y'all.
Yeah, we might not do this every Friday.
Hey, I'm getting lighter. It's going to get easier.
Yeah, I hope so, because that hurt. Okay.
So what do you think?
Please oversell it. Please go over.
I am going to say that young Gavin, I'm trying to think of how much I can lift.
Yeah.
You know, like as a strong man. Like, I can lift 500 pounds deadlift because I'm really strong. But he's not that. I'm going to say, Gavin, that you are clocking in at 238. 238 is my guess.
You did go over.
Oh.
Okay. When I weighed myself this morning, I was 228.
228?
Hey.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Very close, though.
I should get a 5-pound variance.
Sure.
Okay. So 228 is your starting weight.
Yep.
All right. I will pick you up next Friday. We'll see how you're doing. Now I know good what it is.
You might want to wear a back brace next
time. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Way of M, this is The Wally Show. And one of the things that we have that if you need it, because it's really important if you want to grow your faith, to spend time in the Word of God. And not everybody has a Bible, believe it or not. And we have a way that you can get one for free.
That's right. If you go to wayfm.com, you can get yourself a free Bible. We have those ready and waiting for you.
This is one Lee said, hey, my girlfriend's been telling me about Jesus, and she only listens to Way of Him in the car. I've been watching church online with her, and I want to learn more, but I don't have a Bible to start reading one. There you go. That's the starting point of your faith, and that's where you start to understand and learn who God is and who you are in His bigger story, and I love that. And so, man, boom, there you go. Free Bible for Him. We mail out thousands of these things every year, and that's because people support the ministry of Way of Him and make this a service that we can give to people, and we thank you for that. So if you're in need of a Bible, you know somebody is, just go to wayfm.com/faith and you can get one today. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it and I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it and she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online, got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
Even though the pandemic rages on, I think it's healthy to dream a little bit for when it's over and plan a little bit. Do something fun. So if maybe you're planning a trip when COVID is all said and done and you were thinking of going to Disney World, they have a new place for you to stay.
Oh.
Did you know you can stay in the castle? You knew that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Cinderella's Castle, you can stay in it, but it's like booked years in advance.
Oh.
And it's really hard to get into
that.
Have
you ever done it?
No. It'd be cool, but no. So they what they've done is they've got another place, and it's another luxurious option for you. And so it's at their Royal Suite that they have at the Four Seasons Resort at Disney World there. It has 9 bedrooms. Okay.
Oh.
So you could bring some friends.
Wow.
Split the cost a little bit. It's a state-of-the-art audiovisual room, concealed media screen, projectors from the ceiling, in-mirror TVs in the bathroom. So, like, you don't see the TV. Then when you turn it on, it goes through the mirror and you can see it.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, pretty nice stuff. All the draperies are motorized, touchpad. All the things you would expect from a suite. Plus, you can see the fireworks display every night, except for during COVID. So, that's kind of a bummer. You get free transportation. So all of this, what do you think you pay per night for that?
Night. Boy.
The 9 bedrooms?
Yeah. It's a nice little suite.
Yeah.
Per night.
I'm going to
set you back.
Say.
The last hotel Betty Rock stayed at, just for some perspective, was $49 a night. So.
Super 8.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $10,000.
Oh. Whoa. I shot a little lower than that. I said 4,000.
Whoa.
I don't know. I'm not good with math.
It'll be expensive.
You guys are both low.
Oh.
17 grand a night.
Yikes.
What?
17. Even if you split it with 4 other families, that's still $4,000 a night, you know?
Holy cow.
Isn't that crazy?
Who can afford that?
Yeah, and the thing is, when you go on vacation, you spend little time in your room anyway. But
yeah.
Maybe rich people travel differently than we do.
We wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know.
Us peasants.
Like, yeah, because you want to go out and do things. But I think that the room actually should come with either something truly robotic, that would make it cool, or its own ride. Like, in the room.
Yes.
And at very least, a butler. Like,
yeah. Oh,
somebody to make me feel even richer.
Right.
You know, so there you go. If you want to start saving now and surprise the kids for when COVID is over, then maybe you've just found your vacation plans. This is the Wally Show. Obviously, Super Bowl Sunday. Not even COVID can stop. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Super Bowl and the Battle of the Gridiron, blah, blah, blah. Well, there are concerns that the Super Bowl could be a super spreader event for the coronavirus. And it's not because of the game itself like I originally thought, but it's more for people throwing Super Bowl parties.
Because all groups of people get together, even if you're not into the Super Bowl, you still come for the food, for the commercials. Yeah.
And Dr. Fauci said, when it comes to Super Bowl parties, during the pandemic, people should, and I quote, just lay low and cool it, man. So
he's so cool.
Yeah. He is. That's an 80-year-old. Yeah. He knows the lingo.
I can't believe he's that
old. Chill, guys.
He did say, but I am willing to change my stance on this if someone will invite me to a party. So he's got that going. Okay, but like... he did go on to say, in all seriousness, now is not the time to invite people over for parties because you don't know if someone is infected with coronavirus because you get mixes of people. Like, I keep my group really small. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they're, you know, there's basically one other family that I hang out with socially, you know, and do things with. But we know where we've all been, and we haven't had a problem since. But then you have a party, you got a bunch of people coming in that you kind of know.
And you're cheering for your team. That means your breath, your spit is going out into the atmosphere. Yeah.
So here's what I want to talk about, though. So I get the concerns of this, and some people are still going to have a party and stuff like that. So are you taking precautions, or what have you thought about maybe I should do this year with my Super Bowl party? Because I get wanting to live normal life. I understand that. Like, there's a point in time, there's a breaking point where you still... you're going to go crazy if you don't have some normalcy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I understand that, but there's a balance that has to happen. And so that's what I'm curious about. Like, maybe you only invite people you know who have had COVID. You know?
Oh,
see? I'm
smart.
Thinking. I'm like,
smart.
You might not even like them, but at least you know you're safe. You know? So what is, like, have you thought this through yet and come up with your game plan? That's a sports term. For how you're going to handle your Super Bowl party amidst coronavirus. 855-33-WAY-FM. Who knows? Like, your idea, the thing you've thought about, might really help somebody else who's kind of trying to formulate their plan as well. So 855-33-WAY-FM is how you can be on the team. I love sports analogies.
When you say it like that.
I know. Yay, sports. 855-33-WAY-FM. Are you having a Super Bowl party? And, like, what are the precautions you've thought, man, maybe I need to do this to make it safe?
Well, the first thing is we're not really worried about Kansas City people because nobody's really cheering for them anyway.
Okay, good,
but anybody else that shows, we're going to spray them down with Lysol. And they have to bring their own food to eat. Like, they're not touching mine.
I like the idea of bringing your own food. I think that's at least one small step to having a healthy Super Bowl party. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
How are you doing your Super Bowl party to make sure that it's safe for people?
Well, what we did was we invited everybody that has had COVID in the last 45 to 60 days.
Oh, that's great. How many people do you know that have had COVID? Enough to fill a room?
Let's see. Well, my family and then three friends of ours that live about 45 minutes away. They had it over Christmas.
Wow.
And, you know, we all tested negative in the last couple of months, so we know. You know,
everybody's
what they
good.
Say is you can't get it again for another, for 3 months. So we figured, you know, and those of you that haven't had it, we're sorry. We love you, but sorry. Just playing it safe.
Will you Zoom in the non-COVID people and let them at least join your party via Zoom?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Right. Wow, an exclusive club here.
That's a great idea. So, Tammy, what's up?
I just heard somebody say that they couldn't get COVID right away, and I had COVID in November, and then I had COVID in December. I work for a doctor's office, so I just want them to still be careful.
No, you did not. How is that possible?
It is possible. There's different strains of COVID.
Were either case really bad for you?
The second one was really bad, turned into pneumonia. The first one was more like a sinus infection.
I have to admit, there was probably some part of you that's like, when you got it the first time, you're like, okay, good, it's not that bad. I'm going to be good for a few months at least. And then all of a sudden, when you got it again, you had to be like, all right, Lord, what did I do?
Well, I knew there were different strains out there, but even the doctor, when I got COVID the first time, said, okay, we don't have to wear our masks around Tammy. And I said, living on the edge, are we? But
oh, wow. Yeah.
Did you lose your taste and your smell both times?
Only the second time, and I still don't have everything back 100%. And some things smell really strange to me now.
Wow. Yeah, this is such a weird virus, and you just don't know how it's going to go. But I really appreciate you giving us a little more information and, like, real-life information from someone that's gone through it. I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys be careful. Have a wonderful day.
And now for some good news.
Yeah!
This is the Wally Show, a little good news giddy up, where we give you three rapid fire good news stories to maybe combat a lot of the negativity that's floating around in the news today. We're going to start with you, Gavin. Good news giddy up, you.
There was a guy in New Jersey who recently had a stroke, but his dog actually saved his life. His German Shepherd realized he needed help and dragged him across the floor so he could reach his phone. So that's a strong dog to start with. And now he's recovering and he talks to her on FaceTime every night. And the cool part of the story is that he only adopted her like a few months ago.
Wow.
Dogs are amazing.
Crazy. Yeah, dogs do have a weird sixth sense about things, so that's awesome, man. Good news, giddy up, go. Engineers at Ford have designed a cheap air filtration system that schools can use as they're trying to get kids back in the classroom. Mm. And what's crazy is the base of it is cardboard, and you can use a normal 20-inch box fan, and they're planning on donating 20,000 of them next month to schools.
Holy cow. Yeah, so it sounds cheap to make, too.
Yeah, and they figured it out, and so it helps solve a couple problems, which I love.
Yeah.
And it's like a science fair project for these engineers. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a 10-year-old kid that his name is Christian. He spent his Monday night cleaning the snow off cars at his local hospital just to be nice. He wanted to help those healthcare workers, and he was waiting for the next big snowstorm, and that's how he did it, to show that he appreciated them.
And didn't want a tip, didn't want anything in return, just to go out and do that. That's the way you do that. That's awesome. And that's going to do it for your good news, giddy up.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
All right, Gavin, what you got?
We are just 2 days away from the big game. Super Bowl 55
yes.
will be taking place this Sunday evening. And this game is by far one of the most unique games in the history of just the NFL in general. So, first of all, it's the first Super Bowl to happen in a pandemic. That's probably the most noteworthy thing you can say about this game.
And most obvious fact.
Yeah. So, and then after that, though, another thing that's unique about this game is the age difference between the two teams' quarterbacks. On the Kansas City Chiefs, you have Patrick Mahomes, who's 25 years old, so he's my age and millionaire and really succeeding in
life. You know what? You'll
get
there.
Killing it.
You'll get there. You're killing it too,
I need to
Gavin.
Go throw a football sometime. Just see what happens.
No.
No. And then you've got Tom Brady on the other side of things, who's 43 years old.
Wow.
And he's gone to 6 Super Bowls. He's actually won 6 Super Bowls. This is like his 10th or 11th Super Bowl that he's been to. And so they actually put out this list of things that came out. And another fun fact is that when Tom Brady went to his first Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes was just a little 6-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy
Such
cow.
A kid.
That is crazy, but then you are playing in the same... Your two worlds have coincided at the exact same moment. That's kind of cool.
And then they took it a little further to see what was happening in the world when Tom Brady was a 6-year-old. So
okay.
We're jumping back like 37 years from now. And at this point in time, Chrysler had just made the first minivan.
Oh, wow.
McDonald's had just come out with the McNugget.
Oh.
I just thought they've always had that, you know?
And then at the same time, you had like Michael Jackson Thriller coming out, the Christmas Story movie coming out. You had all this stuff happening when Tom Brady was just 6.
That's crazy.
And to think that Tom Brady is younger than Wally. So
what was
9
years.
What was happening when I was 6 years old? Dirt was invented. So that was pretty great. All right, that's going to do it, Gavin. Thank you so much. So Super Bowl Sunday, get your chips and your buffalo wings ready to go because it's going to be a good one. This is the Wally Show, and, you know, one of the best parts about being a kid is collecting things, you know, having that collection of something. When I was a kid, I wasn't very committed. I collected baseball cards. I bought them all the time for 1 year and 1 year only. That was it. So it wasn't all that great. But then we had Daryl Strawberry in, and I went through all my cards hoping to have a Daryl Strawberry. I started collecting them the year before he got into the major league. So I couldn't get one signed. If you ever want to see some of that interview, we have it at wayfm.com/Wally. I got to play a catch with him, and it's pretty bad on my end. Yeah, it really is. But like, sometimes your collections carry you into your adulthood. Rock, did you ever collect anything as a kid?
I did. For maybe 2 or 3 years, I collected Pez dispensers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the candy Pez.
Yeah.
And all the different dispensers, to the point where I would go to like antique stores and they would sell old ones there for like $20 or whatever. I'd give my hard-earned $20 to get a Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
And then I have no idea where
they
are. No. They've probably been trashed for all I know.
Like, so, yeah, and you could have had one that was worth at least $21 in there, you know? So there are some people that are collecting things, and people are calling them dull. You know, like there's a lady who collects manhole covers. That's a heavy collection. But it's just, for her, it's like history, you know, throughout like manhole covers throughout history. Like that would be a really hard thing to display. Like, look at my manhole cover collection, and it's just all your shelves have fallen down. And so I'm curious. That's just one example of something that she collects, but other people don't get. I could see the beauty in it, actually. And so that's what I want to talk about with you. What is that thing that you collect that people in your life don't get? Maybe you're an adult and you collect Tickle Me Elmo dolls. I don't know. We're going to judge that one, honestly. But like other things. Like, so what is the thing you collect that others just don't seem to get? And we will withhold our judgment because I'm really fascinated by what it is that you're into. 855-33-WAY-FM. You can always be part of the show like that. Call or text that number. Put it in your favorites so you can get right through. But love to hear yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what is your collection?
Shopkins.
Oh, the little toy Shopkins.
Yes.
How old are you?
20.
She's like older than I want to admit.
But I've been collecting them since I was 14.
Okay, so you have a pretty good collection of them. Roughly how many do you think you have?
I don't know. I've lost count.
Okay, now as an adult, are they taking up a whole room?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you show them to potential people that you're going to date?
No.
Atta girl. That's, you know what?
Good call.
That's
good
a surprise. That's a surprise for the first week of marriage.
Yep.
So do you have something like that?
Well, my friends, like, I always go to church, and I have a little pin in my hair. And it could be a butterfly pin. It could be a small little bird. And my friends don't get that. And I say, well, it's just part of my, the way I feel beautiful. I put it in my hair and I feel beautiful.
Oh, see, I think that's great, man. It's kind of like your own style, too. Anyone can do what everyone else is doing. But I like that you're doing something that's even a little throwbacky, too, you know?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite one, Robin?
It's actually a little flower. It's like almost glassy.
Here's the nice thing about having a collection like that. You make it so easy for people who love you to get you presents. Like when you have a collection, it's like, oh, let's get another hairpin. Like, mm-hmm. like especially dads that don't know what to get their kids. Like, so thank you. On behalf of dads everywhere, Robin, thank you for your collection.
You're welcome.
What is your collection, Vicky, that maybe other people don't understand?
Well, I mean, it's not real strange, but I collect Snoopy. Everything Snoopy. And my husband just thinks, why do you have to have Snoopy every single year, every holiday? He has to go buy Snoopy.
What's the fascination with Snoopy, Vicky?
Well, I have a Snoopy character friend in all of them. There's a Patty I grew up with. There's a Charlie Brown I grew up with. And it reminds me of my childhood.
That is fascinating. And so it brings back a lot of good memories for you, and that's what you want to hold on to. That's great.
And I'm a dog lover.
You should flip the script on your husband and get him something Snoopy and just make it a dog house so that when he's bad, he can just go outside and hang out.
Yeah.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and it is Friday, which means one thing and one thing only, Flashback Friday. And today, our captain, our pilot, if you will, is Jody, who's going to take us back in time to another time musically. Jody, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Jody, what song and band are you going to take us back in time to?
Petra's Not of This World.
Okay, now I'm a huge Petra fan. Like, this is great for me.
Isn't this the band that you recently said if you were put on a deserted island, this is the band you'd want to listen to?
It is. It is, because they had so many great songs. And I know a lot of it sounds dated today, but when you listen back to it in the time, they're really great musicians, and they write from the Bible, man. Like, they have songs like Bema Seat, which I think it's in Revelation, but, like, they write, like, tough stuff. So why do you want Not of This World, Jody?
I just feel like we need to hear it right now. It's I think it has some hope for some people that are stuck in 2020, 2021, and everything that's going on right now, and that it reminds us that we are not of this world.
That's right. We are strangers. We are aliens. We are not of this world. I know the lyrics. I'm a big fan. Okay, embarrassing story. I wish I could go back in the time machine and undo what happened. I went to a Petra concert at a church, and I wore a bandana wrapped around my thigh.
Oh!
Very rock and roll.
No, it wasn't.
Because we were seeing a like a more rock band after them, and it was a white Petra bandana. And if I could fire this time machine up to go back and alter my outfit, I would.
Oh, you probably should. Well, you're going to have to go back to 1983.
That checks out.
That sounds about right.
Yep, that was about right.
When you had your root perm.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. You know what, Jody? I appreciate the trip back in time here. It is Petra, Not of This World from 1983 on Flashback Friday.
We are pilgrims in a strange land. We are so
It's February, so that means one thing and one thing only for couples. Groundhog Day. Yeah, you thought I was going to say Valentine's Day, didn't you? Hey, it's Wally, and Valentine's Day gets all the attention, but Groundhog Day is the workhorse holiday of February. It tells us we're going to need to prepare for more winter months. Valentine's Day is just flashy and costs us money. It's the same way in the mortgage industry. You see all the flashy ads for quick loans from huge corporations, but I want to know who I'm dealing with, especially when it comes to something as important as my mortgage or a refinance, and more importantly, I want them to know me. That's why I love United Faith Mortgage. Full disclosure, they're not the flashy ones, they're the get it done ones, the ones who make getting a mortgage or refinancing easy on you. They're faith-based and family-owned, and their direct lender advantage will actually help you save money. So do yourself a favor, check them out, and you'll see. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
If you've ever watched a Hallmark film, you know that Oscar-winning acting is never at the top of the list.
My daughter was home for COVID when it first hit, and she went crazy saving Hallmark movies. 189 on my DVR.
No, that many?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't even know they made that many.
They actually made one, but it's all
right,
the same.
Right, it's the same plot. It's just different characters. I know that there's one that you and your daughter really resonate with.
Well, Christmas Magic, and that's mainly because of the theme song for it, the song that saves the lady's life when he plays the Casio keyboard at her hospital bed. I mean, like, this could bring me out of a coma, too.
Or sit you in one.
Yeah, oh, no. Oh, so good.
As the wind begins to blow,
her eyes are starting to twitch now.
Her heart is like the snow falling on the rooftops.
Yeah. Oh, so
it's
good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I hate it, but I love it.
And because most Hallmark films feel like
Sorry, hold on a second there. Floated through the door. It's where it gets big, where it gets really good.
In
off key, off pitch. So bad. But I live for that moment, like every time. I think I've seen it 14 times.
Of course you have.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Like I was saying, because most Hallmark films feel like they just shoot in Joe Schmo off the street to star in the latest rom-com, many viewers think it's easy to get a gig as a Hallmark actress,
sure.
And it doesn't seem to be. It takes that much talent. But in a recent interview, actress Candace Cameron, who has starred in numerous
ones.
Hallmark films.
Some of our favorites.
That she wants to stop your question right now and set the record straight. It's not that easy to be a Hallmark actress.
Are you a professional actor? Mm-hmm. No. Then no, you cannot.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. At least like Butler number 3, like is not a professional actor.
I saw one of the Property Brothers in one of the Hallmark movies recently. So I'm pretty sure he's not an actor.
Why are the two men in the room watching Hallmark films and the girl in the room
secretly
is
love
not?
Them.
Yeah, well, you are
Here's
manly.
A problem.
My daughter, that is one of her dreams is to be in a Hallmark movie. I swear
she
that's her thing.
Set the bar a little higher.
I don't know. She got a musical theater degree. Like, that's pretty good. Like, that if she accomplished that, I'd be happy.
She just gets a regular paycheck. We're good.
If she works at a coffee shop, I'd be happy right about now. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. This is the Wally Show, and, you know, the pandemic has affected a lot of different things, but oddly enough, There's a company that prints Bibles, and they said that they have made more versions of the Bible this year than they did in 2019.
Which is kind of surprising.
Yeah. I mean, maybe people are at home more, and they're, wanting to read the Bible more, and maybe the people who are making the Bibles are doing it monk style since they're quarantined. They're doing it by hand.
Oh, I was like, what does that mean? Yeah, okay, yeah. Got it. Yeah. Handwriting.
But they focused on a lot of different translations and getting it into different people's native tongue, if you will. Mm. But I was thinking about it. Like, there are oddly specific Bibles that exist. Like, I know of, like, a Bible for the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines that we have, like, in the building here, actually. Mm-hmm. And so there are different ones that are definitely geared towards a group of people. And I was thinking, what are some other oddly specific versions of the Bible we could come up with that maybe could be the next big thing, Rock?
Well, you know how young kids, they always come up with their own lingo?
Yeah.
Like Gen Zs?
Yeah, got slang.
Their, yeah, there's so much lingo. So what if we had a Bible that all the verses were put into Gen Z slang?
Yes. I like it.
Okay, so I have an example for you. The classic John 3:16, for God so loved the world, okay?
That he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah, you know
that
this
whosoever
one.
Believes in him.
Should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
We are scriptural.
All right. But what if you heard it like this?
All right.
God thought the world was so fire, he ghosted his literal son so that all his hashtag followers would low-key live forever.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Nice. That's so good.
I'm there.
I think you just saved Gavin. That's amazing. Wow. That's a great example. Okay, I've got an example, too. A little different than that. I went a different direction. And Gavin's got one. If you have a thought on a Bible that would be oddly specific, but one that you're like, yeah, that'd be kind of fun. We'd love to take it. 855-33-WAY-FM right now. That's how you can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. Gavin, what did you come up with?
As the resident coffee lover on this show, I figured we could have a like a coffee lover's Bible.
Okay.
Or even like a just like in general a caffeine oriented Bible. But if you go with coffee, you have verses in the Bible like where the woman uses her perfume to wash Jesus's feet, but instead she uses her best espresso to wash his feet. And then the other aspect that I think would be interesting with this is that if you have the audio version of the Bible, let's say you've had two cups of coffee, maybe you listen to the Bible at twice the speed or three times the speed and so forth. So you could read the Bible in a year or you could read it in a day.
Also, if the Bible smelled of coffee.
Oh my goodness,
scratch and sniff.
Yes.
A scratch and sniff Bible. I know that sounds sacrilegious, but boy, that might actually smell really, really good. One of them could be the plumber's Bible, where all the verses where water is mentioned are in blue. Because right now, wherever Jesus is speaking, it's red. So wherever they're talking about water, it could be blue. And my favorite verse would be, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled. That's a big thing for plumbers. That could be their main verse, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's one thought. My favorite one, though, is the zookeeper's Bible. Okay.
Okay.
And it's like an audio book. Okay. So the zookeeper's Bible, anytime there's an animal mentioned in the Bible, you would get to hear it. Like, remember the old See and Say that you would pull the crank down on the side of it? Yeah.
Good.
So it'd be like this. Like if they were talking about a frog.
Do you hear the frog?
Like, how great is that? That's how I learned what a frog said, you know? And so if you could combine that with the Bible.
The coyote goes.
I'm not sure if coyotes are in the Bible. I think so, maybe. I'm not sure.
At least they made it on the ark.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. I'm sure this one's in there, though. That was my favorite as a kid. I used to drive my mom nuts with that one.
But can you imagine if you brought that version to church and you accidentally hit the wrong button in the middle of a serious moment?
You're like, yeah, can you open to John 3:21? Sorry. It'll be over in a second. That's me. That's on me. Okay, maybe this is not a great idea. So, Abigail, what Bible do you think is needed?
I think something geared a little bit more towards single parents. I mean, I know that divorce is a hard topic in the church. You know, and of course, there are many divorces, like mine personally, that ended due to violence and abuse.
Right.
And so something like that, I a lot of times feel kind of isolated at church and when I'm reading the Bible because it focuses on the family, the man and the wife, you know. And so something that's a little bit more open to these unique situations.
I love where you're going with that, because you could have a section that highlights different verses that would be more applicable to your life, so that when you are wrestling through something, you could go there. Well, I think it's a really great one, man. I got you down. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, guys.
Random acts of audio.
This is the Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy one of our fine musicians that we play here on the station, right, Gavin?
Yeah, we have Josh Wilson. We know him for a song that I still really love this song. His song Revolutionary.
Oh yes. I love the song just in general, but boy, it's a great message for this time that we're living in, and so it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a message of kindness, and he posted saying that he thought that kindness is a universal language, so what he did was he took this song, and then he went and produced it in Spanish.
Okay, and I don't think he has any Spanish in his heritage at all.
No, but he grew up in Texas around a lot of Spanish-speaking people, so he grew up in that kind of culture. It's not part of his history culture, but he grew up around it a lot.
Does he roll his R's?
He does. It's so good.
Perro.
I cannot do it.
Perro. You can't roll your R?
No, not at all.
Some people, they can't because their tongue isn't shaped right.
I've got a small tongue.
Brrr, like that.
I can't do it.
Yeah. I think we're getting off topic here.
No, I don't think we are. I think we're right where we need to be. Perro.
No,
perro.
It's not happening.
Ronjo. Okay.
Shut up. Okay.
Yes, I have 3 years of high school Spanish.
So
whatever.
Do I.
Don't mean to brag. Okay, so this is Josh Wilson doing Revolutionary, but in Spanish. Okay, I'm dying to hear this. Oh,
it's so good.
I got to tell you, some songs don't translate into other languages, no matter what you do to them, because the rhyme scheme, the language is different, so the rhyme scheme doesn't work. Revolutionado, I love that.
Yeah, it still flows perfectly.
He does it way better than you, too.
No, I rolled my R's. It was really good. I like that. So there you go, Josh Wilson. If you have friends that are into Latin music, that might be something that you want to share with them. I love it, and that's your random act of audio for today.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.